Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net. Toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features there are completely free. Enjoy those. They're on us. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. We don't do it that way. It's free. freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight. In fact, Mark, I had said on last night's show that I wanted to talk about what you did last night, but it would have been more appropriate to discuss it tonight since Toby's joining us. Of course, Toby, the host of Free Minds TV, which is a television program available live here in Keene, New Hampshire, but also available online to the entire world at freekeene.com.
That's right.
And so I thought it would be more appropriate to have the two of you discuss what went on here last night, because, Mark, you went out and actually got active.
Yeah.
Mark, I think this is actually the first time you've ever held a sign.
No, I've held signs of protests.
He was
before.
At the IRS protest. He had his shirt thrown at him.
Yeah, I did.
You were there for that.
But this is the first time that I've ever gone out and done a protest on my own. Yeah, you know, you weren't there. It wasn't your idea. Often I've gone out mainly for protests to support Ian, as opposed to support anything else. You know, and I believe in all the causes you do. It just doesn't get me out of the house.
Gotcha. So something motivated you.
Something did. There's an issue of eminent domain here in Keene, New Hampshire. It isn't the hotbed issue that it was in New London.
Well, but still, it's eminent domain, and it might as well be any town USA. Because this could pop up next door to you. This could pop up on your property.
Right. There's an ugly little intersection here in Keene, New Hampshire that... you know, it has a tendency to get bottlenecked, and of course the officials have hired an expensive civil engineering company to tell them how to best handle things, and the civil engineering company has said the best way to handle it is the most expensive one possible, and that's a roundabout.
That's right. Years later, it started off at
14 years that this thing's been going on.
That's right. It's been quite the
issue.
It's
really urgent.
Yeah, it's a big deal, and now it is, right?
It started off at around $300,000, and now it's past $4
million. Yeah, so it's $4
million. The price tag's just going up and up on this.
And, you know, of course, that's what the civil engineering company's supposed to do. They're supposed to take up the price tag. But in the process of putting in where they want to put the circle, they could put the circle in and not have to worry about any imminent issues, but they want to put it someplace where they would have to take a piece of some guy's property. It's a funny little peninsula kind of piece that no one could ever build, because of easements, no one could ever build on. It's too thin. It just happens to kind of jut off of his property. This guy's wealthy, used to be a senator, does not support the circle. He's not going to sell it to them.
Because he objects to the high price tag that this has just been going up and up, and which doesn't really matter. It's his land and his right to own his land, and it doesn't matter why he doesn't want to sell it to the city of Keene. That's his right as a property owner.
I don't care if he thinks that was the most recent landing of the aliens. I don't care what his reason is. It's his property, and taking it away is stealing.
It's a chilling precedent to set. That's been set, unfortunately, already all over the country. So if these bureaucrats want to take this guy's property, the fact is they will, because they can. They've got the guns, they've got the troops, and they'll do it. But as you pointed out, I think it was last night, Toby, I think it was Lauren Canario, actually, that the people in New London who had voted to take the property of the homeowners down there, many of them were not reelected next time around.
That's right. Lauren Canario was actually there speaking on behalf of you guys because you were here doing the show. She's from Winchester, so she wasn't supposed to speak. But
Lauren is free to speak on my behalf anytime.
Yeah, they let her speak on your behalf. They were like, "Who are you speaking for?" She's like, "The big guy was wearing had the big yellow sign in the back. I'm speaking on his behalf."
That was me.
That's right. And she gave them a warning. She said those officials weren't elected again. They weren't reelected. So take some heed.
You know, I felt like this issue, you know, people fall on different sides of the traffic circle. Fine. That's okay with me. What's at issue for me is the eminent domain part. I think that I know that there's a pro-freedom solution to this particular problem, and it's really cheap. But, you know, that's all beside the point. The fact is, I don't want to see this guy's property taken. if he does not, you know, taken, but I don't want to see this property taken and then him be given whatever amount the city decides to give him because they feel like it.
And that's what the vast majority of people in Keene have voiced their opinion saying via letters to the editor on local radio station here in Keene. Also at the hearing last night, I'd say about 75% of the people there were against using eminent domain.
That's a good sign. Because even if these people, these elected officials, do go through with this and decide to take the property, it's obviously going to make that 75% contingent pretty angry. In fact, I know there have been some unscientific polls around here. I know the local radio station, WKBK, has done an unscientific online poll that, what was the last number they had, like 80%?
They finished at 91% of respondents were not in favor of using eminent domain.
That's pretty significant.
And the people that are in favor of it don't really care about the eminent domain issue. They just want what they want, which is the traffic.
The roundabout.
Circle. Right. They think that's a great idea and a great solution. And it may very well be the best solution.
Wasn't their tactic last night, trying to shift the perspective of the hearings from eminent domain to whether or not there should be a roundabout, essentially trying to distract as many people as possible from the issue of stealing people's property?
The entire hearing was brought up by the mayor. He said this hearing is for the roundabout issue only, for the eminent domain issue only. I know that some people might want to talk about the roundabout and bring it up, but they shouldn't. This is about taking someone's land. It's very important. And that needs to be talked about. And so there weren't supposed to be this distracting feature of the roundabout, but that's what the people who were objecting, who wanted to use eminent domain, were talking about, is how important it is to have this roundabout.
Right, because to them, the methods are nothing. It's no big deal to them. It's not their property. And they would claim, of course, that if it was their property, they'd be happy to give it up.
So
for them,
what?
The method's
that's
no
fine.
Big deal. But for them, the method is no big deal. It's the end that justifies the means. They must have this beautiful piece of asphalt.
That's right.
Now, they'll do whatever it takes.
My solution probably applies to every town in America. There's got to be an ugly intersection or an intersection where you have to wait too long. And, you know, when I was a kid, there was a lot more of the being able to turn left across, at a green light than there is now. Now they have all these red left-hand turn signals. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, where you're forced to stop and not turn left.
You have to wait. The car's oncoming and next to you can go back and forth, but nobody can turn left until the light says that it's the proper time to turn left, and all traffic is stopped except for the two left-hand turning people going opposite directions.
Well, people can't think for themselves anymore, Mark.
Apparently, that's what it is. I mean, suddenly,
decisions.
I guess there were so many accidents around the world. No, you know what? There weren't accidents. It's just that people in government want to take authority, and they want to take money. They never want to give authority or give money.
I don't know, Mark. I remember down where we come from, there was a story about an old lady who was getting ready to turn left at an intersection up on University Parkway in Bradenton, Florida. There was an old lady who was getting ready to turn left, and she had a green light. It was one of those situations where it was a green light. You can use your own discretion and turn. And she got, I think, broadsided by a truck, some sort of a truck, and killed. And so it was after that they installed one of those red light things that you're describing, the red turn arrows. And so there's one example of somebody who died as a result
of... Discretion can be a dangerous thing, I'll tell you that. But another thing that you're talking about is University Parkway is a 55-mile-an-hour zone.
Mm-hmm. We're talking 25 miles an hour
here
in Keene.
Yeah, this is Main Street, Keene, New Hampshire. No cars. If a car is going 35 miles an hour, it is careening down Main Street.
As far as I'm concerned, if you...
I'm not comfortable going 35 miles an hour down that street.
I was just bringing it up as an example of one person who did that, but as far as I'm concerned, the old lady deserved it because she made a mistake, and see you later.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's what happens. Be more careful when you're turning left in front of semi-trucks.
Deserved is a tough term in that particular instance, but if you make a mistake and take a swig of liquid Drano instead of a swig of water, you're going to die.
Yeah, but you deserve.
And deserve is tough in that circumstance, but sometimes people make mistakes, and because of those mistakes, sometimes they die.
Well, the rest of us who are capable... the 99% of drivers who are capable of making these decisions on their own, especially in a slower speed situation, should be able to use that discretion and make those moves.
I just feel like I'm treated like such a nincompoop. by the city people, whoever does these lights, by not being allowed to turn left. It's clear, people. Nobody can go. Here I'm sitting here just waiting for the light to change. Why am I doing that?
I'd say go. Just go anyway.
Then you're going to get a ticket.
Make your own way.
And there are cops. This town is crawling with law enforcement officers.
That's what we need to do. We need to get some people elected and change things. And that's actually what we're trying to do here. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, some good news about the separation of school and state. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. Get signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. In fact, I sent out an update earlier today because I put online another auction for the Free Talk Live second banner on our website. You get the second banner on the site for an entire month, and it appears on virtually the entire Free Talk Live site, and you get it for, well, whatever the auction goes for. Last time, it went for $81. It's gone as high as $150. I think it's gone as low as $50. Hopefully, it won't stay low and will keep going higher, but nonetheless, it's up to you. Auction.freetalklive.com gets you there to place your bid. That's auction.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. You know, I think we're sort of making this theme on the show of talking about sort of local issues here to Keene, New Hampshire on Tuesdays when we have Toby in the studio. And I don't want it to really be too exclusive, so I want to make sure we can, you know, tie it back in like we do with eminent domain to the rest of the world, or at least the rest of the country.
Well, everybody has
this isn't a local show.
Issues with their local government.
Right.
And obviously I can only talk about the issues that I have some kind of knowledge about, and sometimes we talk about issues in localities that aren't here. We read them in news stories. But,
yes.
You know, when we have experiences, we often address them on the show.
This could also be going on anywhere in America.
It could. However, there are certain things that are going on here in Keene, New Hampshire that deserve to be talked about on this particular platform. Well, because we're involved in it. All of us are involved in an activism movement called the Free State Project, and it is your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. So we're all involved in the Free State Project, and we're getting active here in Keene in order to try to draw more people to the Keene area. In fact, I know, Toby, you just launched a MySpace profile for your television show, and one of the purposes of that is to, once again, sort of reach out as far as and as wide as possible to get as many people viewing Free Minds TV to say, wow, there is a television show about liberty somewhere in America. Well, this is somewhere I would like to be.
Yeah, we want to show people what's going on here, what we're doing, because we're doing a lot here, and it really just showing people the world what our videos are doing and what we're doing with Cheshire TV and what's going on with the Keene Free Press and everything. This is the hub for liberty as I see it.
That's sort of what I would like this to be as well. And so the more excitement we can generate about what's happening here in Keene, why Keene is so different from the rest of the country, the better. The more people we can draw here as a result of it. And I think it's very exciting what's going on. And I think that you guys really deserve a lot of credit on Free Minds TV. Because I remember in the beginning, now I don't know if you were around for a lot of this, Mark, but just to go back to the beginning, I think it was in September of last year when the first taping of Free Minds TV happened.
Right.
And so this is 6 months ago, and I showed up for sort of this beta test taping and, you know, kind of held their hands through it a little bit. That episode never aired. It actually got lost, apparently, much to my chagrin, because I'd never really done television before either. I was pretty much winging it.
Well, the funny thing about you when you're in the production role is you just pretend like you know what's going on, and things work out. I mean, I know that you'll get in there and you'll make sure that things happen, and that is 75% of it.
Well, the interesting part was, in the very beginning, the show was being taped, and getting you guys to show up was an issue back then.
Well, you know, they're college kids.
Well, and that's sort of what I wrote it off. I was like, all right, you know, I'm not really expecting too much out of this whole TV thing. They're probably going to show up, and then next week they'll be sick. And indeed, one guy was sick, and then we called Mark in.
Yep.
And we filled in as was necessary.
The first few weeks, I think we exchanged hosts about four or five six
right.
times.
But you guys have really picked up the ball and run with it over the past few episodes. You guys have switched from a pre-recorded show to a live. You were a pre-recorded half-hour show, and then changed to a live one-hour show, taking call-ins now. And when you're live, you've got to be there every single time
yep.
to do that show. And they are. They're turning out every single time, and they've got guests on the program.
Yeah, we're actually having a problem. We're too booked for guests. We're booked for the next few weeks, and we want to have people on, and I think that's a good problem to have.
It certainly is.
They're really talking about local issues as well as some more national issues, but it really helps the public in Keene to be swayed. I mean, we were given credit by a few different people for swaying the vote here in Keene to hold back on the school budget that was extremely high.
Now, who gave you credit for that? Because I'm curious.
Rob McLaughlin. He was one of the main opposers to the budget. He was the one who put up signs all over Keene, invested a lot of his own money, and he wrote us several emails and gave us phone calls saying that if it wasn't for us, there's a good chance it would have swayed the other way.
I think that shows like yours, and we also have, of course, Eric Scott, who's a libertarian. He's been on the show a couple of times. He's on in the afternoon drive shift of the local talk radio station here, the Keene Free Press, an entire newspaper devoted to liberty. We've got Freeman, who writes for the Keene Sentinel. He's a liberty-oriented guy at the major newspaper in town. Then, of course, there's Free Talk Live. I mean, these are just the media efforts that we know about now that have developed over the last 6 months to a year here mm-hmm. in Keene. It's just incredible what's happening. And so that's, and I just want to make it clear that this is really unusual.
Maybe the steps aren't being taken. Maybe the steps aren't being taken all over New Hampshire, the same as they are in Keene. Mm-hmm. But there are steps all over New Hampshire. There's, you know, Free State Project members all over New Hampshire.
Sure, there are.
And they're
doing
all working
things
to make New Hampshire free.
But I think that it's aggregating. I think that it's already started to aggregate. And that's why you've gotten some credit for the television show by this guy that was sort of on the inside of the election doing a lot of election activism. Because I think what you're doing by being visible, by being that dissenting voice, remember we've talked about this recently on the show, mm-hmm. that the people need somebody to step out and lead the parade. The people need somebody to look to say, yeah, that guy's right. I agree with you. I'm going to do what you say.
It's like the little kid who said, he hasn't got any clothes on. The emperor's not wearing any clothes. And then suddenly everybody says, yeah, he's not wearing any clothes.
Right.
And that's what that's what's needed is somebody, the little boy needs to step up, and that's what's happening here. I have to disagree. I don't think it was Free Minds TV. I think it was Free Talk Live that threw the election.
But we're not as widely distributed here in Keene. We're doing the show from Keene, but we're not on the air. I would bet you, absolutely bet you,
not
Free Minds TV has more viewers than Free Talk Live has listeners.
I've heard all about it.
City.
Yep.
So you guys are having a real effect, and I think it's just now starting to resonate out there that people are starting to talk. The people that come across your show, I can't even imagine what they're thinking. I'm guessing a lot of them probably think similarly to people who come across Free Talk Live for the first time and think, oh my gosh, there's somebody with a similar mindset as me, and they're in the media.
Yep, and I've also got people saying, I don't really agree with everything, but you say stuff that makes me keep on watching, which is great. That's
right.
That's how it happened to me when I first heard Free Talk Live. I had never heard this message before, and so you guys passed it on to me, and now I'm trying to pass it on to someone else, and you never know who's going to hit the next person to be the next huge activist.
See? Free You're Talk right. Live, responsible for the putting down of all the education dollars here because we got Toby into the
Is, it is true. Toby did find his own way, but he certainly, Free Talk Live was a key critical component. And it's a message that grows on people. So the people that are saying now, they don't agree with everything that you say, they'll start putting, you know, connecting the dots over time. They'll keep watching, and then they'll figure out how all this interacts and works together. And so it's very exciting what's going on here. 800-259-9231. We really are winning the hearts and minds of America. One by one. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring us anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. Including archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website for your downloading convenience. You just go and get them. They're free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have a child in your life? Be they a son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach your kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 1-800-657-5066.
That's right, 800-259-9231, our toll-free number, sort of talking about all of the exciting things that are going on right here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we produce this show from. So much more activism has happened in this little, hamlet almost of 25,000. It's a small city. So much more has gone on here in 6 months than has gone on in 8 years of activism back where I come from in Sarasota. I mean, it's just an incredible place to be, to watch as these media outlets grow and how we all help each other, all of the different pro-liberty media sort of working hand-in-hand to
broadcast readers to the radio and move radio listeners to the television. I know that you and Eric Scott are going to be getting together, Toby, and doing a little bit of cross-promotion soon.
We're trying to get you guys on, but you're doing a radio show while our show is live, so we might have to do some kind of a pre-recorded interview. But
That would work, or have Eric come on or something like that. I mean, you had Russell Canning on, who, of course, is one of the premier activists here in the area, known for made a name for himself last year by getting arrested, attempting to go and put a flyer to an IRS agent. Unlike Dave Ridley, who actually made it into the office because he didn't announce his intentions in advance, they were there waiting for him with three police officers, and you guys had the video footage on last week's Free Minds TV. You actually scooped everybody with that video footage. Nobody had ever seen that video footage before, and that's online now at freekeen.com. And, of course, freekeen.com is sort of the entity that I created to, once again, help bring everybody together, help bring all these pro-liberty people all to the same place together where they can get their message out and talk about solutions to government problems, market-based, volunteer-based solutions to existing government problems. And we're starting to see that people are going to that blog, they're reading it, and over time, it's going to grow on them. The message of freedom is going to grow. And so what I actually did today, I spent a little bit of time earlier in the day creating some options for people to support FreeKeen, because there are a lot of people who you've gotten postcards and that sort of thing from people that have said, Toby, we like what you're doing, but we're too afraid to actually step out and take a position ourselves.
Right.
We're afraid to take a position publicly for what people might think, or our business might take a hit, or whatever their reason is for being afraid. But there is a significant portion of the public that is deathly afraid of activism. They're deathly afraid mm-hmm. of the consequences that could come from saying, hey, I'm not so sure about this whole eminent domain thing, or I'm not so sure about this government project. And so I want to give people the ability to get behind us beyond just showing up at the polls, because they can do that and still feel relatively safe anonymously. But I created essentially what amounts to the AMP program for FreeKeen.
Excellent.
Where people can go, and right now we can't take credit cards directly, but it's just through PayPal at this point. But so people can go in and contribute on a monthly basis, $3, $5, $10, or $25 a month to FreeKeen.com. Because we've got a lot of things we'd like to do that they're going to cost money.
We're going to be running an election here.
There's going to be at least six candidates coming up at the end of this year, towards the end of this year, in a local election that we're going to be running, all pro-liberty candidates. And that's going to take some money for outreach materials. Also, one of our people has suggested doing a Operation Politically Homeless booth. I immediately thought county fair. These things cost money. Getting the booth is going to cost money, which we just don't have money for. So
right.
This is going to be one way for people to, just like with Free Talk Live's AMP, you don't even have to be here in Keene to support this movement. If you like what we're doing here in Keene, you like the excitement that we're generating, you like how things are, there's never been, to my knowledge, in the history of the pro-freedom movement, this much pro-liberty media, this much activism going on in one place.
I've lived here for 23 years, and in the past 6 months, I've seen more activism than my entire life.
You know, and activism's sort of synergistic. If you go out and hold a sign at the post office that says, honk if you don't like taxes, it does.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, I know you have, and I've seen the news. I've seen the newspaper clipping. It was up in our office, and people used to poke fun at you for it. And the reason that they're poking fun at you for it is because one guy
goes alone.
Yeah, one guy goes alone. It's just a little something. I'm not saying it's useless. It's just really close to useless.
Yeah.
But
I felt that way.
I know it's hard, man, but you believe strongly in something, and you want to do something about it. Well, and this is the advice I'm giving right now. Activism synergistic. If 100 people go out and hold signs against, honk if you don't like taxes,
that's a movement.
A lot more is happening. And then something else happens later on in the week, and then something else happens next week. There's these things compound on each other, and stuff gets done. So it makes a lot more sense for activists to be collected in one place. And it seems like that place is going to be Keene, New Hampshire.
That's my plan, at least. And so if you're getting excited about what we're talking about, but you can't cut all your strings right now, you can't move the family up here to Keene and get active yourself, but you still want to see us do the activism for you and watch and enjoy as we set one place in America as free as we possibly can, then your contributions could really help set this movement on fire. And you can contribute by going to freekeen.com, click the contribute link, or just go to contribute.freekeen.com. That's available to you right now. And I, just to show that I'm serious, I'm throwing in the first $10 a month subscription. So that's you know, somebody has to sort of lead the way. Mm-hmm. And it actually, I haven't made this public until now, and I haven't even announced it at freekeen.com, because what I want to do is gather together at least a handful of contributors to sort of populate the list of contributors. That way people see, oh, yeah, some other people here. Okay, I'll sign up for this.
This is a movement, yeah. We are laying down the groundwork, or the foundation for liberty lovers to come here.
I don't see why. I mean, looking on the outside, when I was down in Florida trying to decide where to move, I thought of Keene was one of the options on my high list. Obviously, looking at the other sort of developed areas of the state, like Nashua and Manchester, as well as Concord. And Keene, even though it's the smaller of the cities, was easily my choice because of the super activists that were already here. Russell Canning and his Keene Free Press was already in print mm-hmm. when I decided to move to Keene. That was a major factor. I'd never heard of a pro-liberty newspaper before, and I thought, gosh, this must have a huge effect. Julio, at her job, which interacts with the public every day, she's got a stack of those Keene Free Presses, and she just watches as people pick them up and walk out the door with them. I mean, people all over the place are picking up this message, and they have to be internalizing it.
Well, you know, it does the message. Any message is going to grow on you. It's like brainwashing. It's how brainwashing works. Frequency. It's how advertising works. Frequency. Every time you hear, how frequently you hear a message,
right.
it affects how people think.
Yep. And we're going to shift that frequency into popularity, and that popularity is going to be, you know, it's going to be a bandwagon approach where everybody's going to be getting on board, and people are just going to say, well, I'm just going to follow these. You know, the followers eventually will come on board with our movement.
Yeah, and once we start making changes, people are going to say that it works. Freedom is good. Low taxes are good. When I get to choose where my money goes voluntarily, things work out better.
Yeah, can you imagine somebody campaigning for office after we've managed to cut taxes by 50% saying, we need to bring taxes back to Keene?
That's tough.
Let's go to the phones. Eric in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Eric in Texas. Hello? Eric going once. Eric in Texas going twice. And I don't know if he's gone. All right. 1-800-259-9231. Well, there's actually a little bit of good news out of Boston. Believe it or not, we've talked about Boston enough in the past recently. It's just one of the most absurd cities with, of course, their crazy responses to the light bright boards and just blowing things up because they like to. But there's a little bit of good news, and it actually is coming out of the Boston Globe. It's about school and state and separating the two. Maybe some of these pro-freedom ideas are catching on. We'll talk about it. Your calls as well. About whatever you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line, and this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodcraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodcraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodcraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. Just head on over there and enjoy them on us. So we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month, the price of a cup of coffee. You can be supporting Free Talk Live. Now, again, it's above and beyond everything on the website. I mean, we give all the features away. So if you like what we're doing, you want to help support us, go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. We take in your $3 and $3 or so from everybody else, total it all up, and turn it around immediately into advertising Free Talk Live, getting the show on as many radio stations as possible, as many internet listeners as possible. In fact, I just confirmed today that we are now on the Receiva internet service.
What's that mean?
Well, it's sort of like the wave of the future for radio listening, and it's something that radio stations are rightfully a little bit scared of, but, you know, we're sort of this breaking, cutting-edge radio show, so we've got to be on the cutting edge as much as possible. Essentially, there are these devices that are being sold now, and you can order them through Amazon.freetalklive.com. They are Wi-Fi radios.
Right, the internet radios.
Yes, there's no computer. You don't have to hook them up to a computer. They are
a computer, though,
there's
right?
There's a very small computer running some version of Linux in there, and you don't know it. It's completely transparent. What you do is you just scroll through 5,000 or 10,000 different radio stations from around the world, and I believe you can browse by genre and different sort of ways to sort the list. But you can now tune in Free Talk Live and all the other shows that appear on our live stream on this internet radio system. So any Receiva-based internet radio, so the way it works is neat. there's this company called Receiva, and they sort of collect all of the information for all of the different radio streams. And there's radio station streams on there as well. So if you're from somewhere and your favorite radio station streams online, you could pick that up on this radio. I mean, there are stations and streams from around the world.
You can hear K-Rock out of New York, or you can hear 98 Rock out of Tampa.
Tampa, exactly. So there are streams from all over the place, and it's a cool little feature because if for some reason your stream isn't listed in their 5,000-plus streams, you can go in and plug in your own stream into their system, and it'll appear for everybody to use. And the cool thing is this Receiva company is the base-level sort of platform that manufacturers are building their sets off of. So there are competing manufacturers building Receiva-based listening platforms. Do you see what I'm saying? There are different companies building radios that will interact with this one website that's sort of aggregating all of this internet streaming content. If a stream drops off and dies, they eliminate it from their database. And, in fact, they can also do what they call listen again. So I create a little file every night that includes sort of like a different version of our podcast, but it's just for the Receiva people that essentially... if you don't want to listen to the live stream or we're not streaming at that time, it gives you, you know, five different options or the six different options from the last six shows. You can just directly stream an MP3 off of the internet.
Does this have a little screen where you can see what you're... Do you type it in or something?
I didn't see a keypad on the unit that I was looking at, but there are enough navigational sort of controls there that you'd be able to do all these things.
That's awesome.
I haven't actually reviewed it in person, but there are different units, different radios. So we're available now on this Receiva service.
I've got to get me one of those.
Pretty cool stuff. Anyway, so I was talking about AMP. Again, this is just another way that we're getting the show out there. If you want to support Free Talk Live, definitely go to amp.freetalklive.com.
So does it cost us money to be on the Receiva service?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No, because you can just go in and add your favorite stream. So if your stream's not listed, they'll take it. They want to have as many streams as they can so they can brag.
Right.
Oh, you can tune over 10,000. Yeah, exactly. So the Boston Globe, separating school and state. I'm shocked that this appeared in the Boston Globe, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised because Jeff Jacoby, he's the award-winning political columnist for the Boston Globe. I believe he's a self-proclaimed libertarian. He wrote several years ago about how global warming isn't quite what it seems to be. Anyway, the Advocates for Self-Government pointing out that in a recent edition of Jeff Jacoby's column, he addresses the separation of school and state issue. After discussing a current court case concerning the rights of parents to have a say in government school curriculum, Jacoby cut to the heart of the matter. Quote, "On any number of fundamental issues, parents today are sharply divided, and there's no way a government-run, one-curriculum-fits-all education system can satisfy all sides."
Sounds like he's been listening to Free Talk Live.
"The only way to end the political battles over schooling is to depoliticize the schools, and the only way to do that is to separate school and state."
Parents, I'm with him.
"Parents should have the same freedom in educating their kids they have in clothing, housing, and feeding them. You wouldn't let the government decide what time your kids should go to bed, or which doctor should treat their chicken pox, or how they should spend their summer vacation, or which religion they should be instructed in." Although, there are some parents that would do those sorts of things.
Oh, if the government came out and said it, they would darn sure just fall right in line.
"On matters serious and not so serious, parents are entrusted with their children's well-being. Why should schooling be an exception? Get government out of the business of running schools, and a range of alternatives will emerge. Freedom, innovation, and competition will do for education what they do for so much else in American life. Increased choices, lower costs, improved performance, and eliminate conflict. So long as education is controlled by the state, the battles and bad blood will continue. With more liberty will come more tolerance and more resources spent on learning than litigation." Libertarians should cheer and take hope, said the advocates. "This is yet more proof that even the boldest libertarian ideas are rapidly winning more and more supporters, a sign that the future for liberty is bright indeed." And, of course, we actually had the people from the Separation for School and State on, or one of the guys from the Separation for School and State on the show recently when we were at the Liberty Forum. From what I can tell, a very good principled organization that's espousing these very ideas. In fact, Jeff Jacoby titled his column "Separate School and State." I mean, that's a pretty firm stance that he was taking there in the Boston Globe.
Yeah.
It is surprising. A lot of people say when you're doing that, you don't care about the children. And it's just simply not true.
Isn't it amazing? Like, for some reason, you just want to take the government out of the equation, so you all of a sudden you're heartless?
You know, I was seeing some statistics today that said that one out of every five American is functionally illiterate.
One out of three in Washington,
yeah,
D.C.
Yeah, I saw that, but that doesn't really speak to what I'm saying. One out of every five people that... Americans is functionally illiterate.
Now that means
what
they
good is this education system that we got going?
I mean, they can't read a map and they can't find the bus stop.
That's
and
correct.
Fill out an application, I believe.
Now I don't blame them to an extent because when I was in New Orleans a few years back, I had trouble with the bus maps there.
The bus maps are a little confusing.
That can be a combination between government buses and illiteracy. But yes, you're right about that. They do. That is one of the things they judge by.
But what I'm saying is, what's worth saving here? If the concern is that, you know, whoa, we can't get rid of public schools, what would happen to the poor people? Some parents would decide to keep their kids home. Well, so what? They send them to school and they don't learn enough to be able to read anyway.
Or they send them to school and they cause trouble.
They're a distraction to the other kids and the other kids don't learn.
Or they send them to school and not only do they cause trouble in the classroom, but they might also be a bully or something like that. And then once they get in trouble for being a bully, they aren't actually ejected from the school. They're just given a little slap on the hand and they're sent right back out into the population.
To bully the rest of them.
And notice how I say population, sort of like jail.
I did notice.
Because I think there are a lot of similarities between government schools and jails. In fact, you know, it's gotten to the point where parents have become sort of used to the idea that, well, you pop out a kid and you send it off to government school and they'll babysit it for an entire day. I mean, it's really turned into a glorified babysitting service, hasn't it?
And a poor one at that.
Right. It's really just sad. And we're paying way too much. The average cost, I believe, throughout the country for government educating per pupil is between $7,000 and $10,000 per pupil, whereas the average cost on a private basis is around $3,500 to $5,000.
Half.
So, yeah.
Half.
Half the cost.
What's the explanation for that?
Better results.
Obviously, and anybody who has a kid, you ask them generally, anybody might be an exaggeration, but darn close to anybody you ask that has a kid, would you, if cost wasn't an issue, would you prefer to send your child to a public or a private school?
Mm.
One thing, John Stossel's Stupid in America really solidified this for me, because it was an issue that one of the things when I first heard about libertarianism that scared me. I'm like, well, what about the schools? We need schools. And I listened to you guys talk about it, and I watched his special, and it really solidified it to me of... privatization works. That's what creates the competition, and if you care about kids, that's what you'll do.
I love the quote from that Stossel special by that that commie union member who said that, oh, competition isn't for education, or competition isn't for kids, or something like that, to suggest that
competition's bad.
Right, is bad, or would hurt kids, or something absurd like that. 800-259-9231. On the way, Toby's got an update on the biggest meth raid of all time. Is the war on drugs over? We'll find out in hour number two. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.